One campus, one station, over 40 live broadcasts. Tune in every weekend as CITR provides live coverage of UBC varsity sports. With over 40 live internet and radio broadcasts in men's and women's hockey, basketball, and volleyball, CITR is your voice for Thunderbird athletics.
Takes on the University of Lethbridge in their first of two weekend games before the winter break.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
Welcome to CITR 101.9. This is Terry Olale and
Ola Olanion.
We're going to be featuring the AAI and Caribbean Association today during the Student Power Hour. And we're going to start with a song. Ola, start us off.
Hi. The song that we just finished playing was a Dead Ghost song, Can't Get No, from their Can't Get No album, and it's a personal favorite of mine. Our next song, until our guests arrive, is a P Square song that like most of you might know about. Called
From the West
of Africa. West from Africa. It's a Nigerian song. So like Western America, Western Africa. Like if you like what I'm talking about. Anyways, yeah. No worries. The Chop My Money by P Square. Hope all of you like this.
Hey, 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 hey. body na die him wa baby. We supposed to live like family. Hey, I know the lie. There's nothing stopping me. She dey feel my swag and I get money. I dey try my best to be somebody. Cause I'm living life. She's girl dey make me higher, higher. I dey feel this baby. You no go believe this girl na die. If you see this baby, tell him say she must chop my money. Chop my money. Chop my money. Cause I don't care. Chop my money. Chop my money. Chop my money. Cause I don't care. I don't care.
Don't care.
I don't care.
Don't care.
I don't care.
Cause I get a plenty.
I don't care.
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 Cause you know the empty.
CITR presents DJing 101.9. We offer people a way to learn about the fun of mixing, sharing music, and throwing events. Our workshops and studio access is free for students and members. No experience or turntables are necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
And we're back. This is CITR 101.9 coming to you from Vancouver campus, and UBC.
This is Terry Olale and Ola with this week's section of AAI and the Caribbean Association, where we're going to be talking more about them and just sharing what they are about and the role they play in UBC.
We're supposed to have the CAA right now, right?
Yeah.
They're supposed to arrive, but I think they're running late, so we'll just try to start the show without them until they arrive. So
but we can talk about them just for a bit before they come and introduce them into So one of the key things that they are about, I mean, they say that one of their aims is to celebrate and raise awareness about the multifaceted nature of the Caribbean and African diversity.
So tell me, Terry, I don't even know what that means, right?
It sounds like complicated. It sounds like physics.
Raise awareness for multifaceted nature of Caribbean and African diversity. I understand, most people don't already know much about, Africa. And, most people are, closed off from the rest of the world, places where people are suffering in Africa and stuff. But, yeah, so I guess that's what they're trying to do, right? Plus, there's probably a lot of fallacies and misconceptions about, the African continent. So I guess these people are, trying to, break these,
the stereotypes. I think that's a big thing for both of the clubs because... I mean, out here, there are many stereotypes that are associated with African people, and especially when it comes to, even African music itself. I don't think many people out here are exposed to the urban, the urban culture and just those aspects of the African continent. And I think these two clubs, with the events. Have you been to some of the events?
I haven't been to any, but I think I was invited to the Afro Fest. I think that was the one that the AAI and the CAA, the one they collaborated for. I think it was a charity event.
Yeah, it's a charity event. So with those kind of events, they try to expose Africa and many different aspects that are not really seen out here.
So we're gonna play Ski Impoli right now. Lost Wonderfuls. It's a Canadian band. I actually like it quite a little bit, so here we go. Ski Impoli's Lost Wonderfuls. Let's go.
Once your last, yeah, I'll take you on. And once you're found, yeah, I'll be alone, yeah. And I know about the lost wonderful. And I know the people. So I
It's in your eye. Mama, 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 yeah. Mama, 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 yeah.
To the left, to the right.
Yo.
To the left, to the right.
It's in your eye.
To the right.
Shake it, mama, let go. Boy, I roll it, let go. I like the way you control it. Mama, let go, let go. Mama, let go, now let go.
Some loving, the way you moving your body from left and right, you own somebody. Now they pop, look at the men, them look at you. Everybody just feeling you,
mama, mama, just feeling you.
Mama, 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 you go like to the balaga, chop in the banana, come and chop in the banana.
Yeah.
From the West.
Also from the West?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's Nigerian.
Nigerian, you should know this.
I should.
But yeah, that's a tune and a half, which is shared to me by a very good friend.
Inyanya Le Kwa Uku, right?
Oh, is that how it's said? Because I was really struggling.
Yeah,
it's
Igbo. I mean, it's an Igbo song, so I think I should be able to understand that.
Wait, do you actually understand, like, what he's saying? I'm jamming to eat here, and I have no idea what he's saying.
I mean, they're like 200 or something languages in like Nigeria, right?
Oh, yeah.
So like, I mean, and I'm from like a different language from that, so
he's
like Igbo something. So it's really hard for me to like understand what he's saying. I can understand some words, but I mean, So we're going to keep talking about the CAA, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I'll just talk about Africa in general, right? Because like CAA never really showed.
True. So last Friday, the AAI.
Yeah.
Yeah, the AAI had an event. It was called Dioko. I don't think you went for it.
I didn't go for the Yoko.
I'm always showing up at this thing.
Yeah.
So
you're like the party person.
yeah, but it was like, it was a dance event, and yeah, we had African music all of you from Kenya. We had songs from back in the day, like Issa and
like what?
Nameless.
Issa?
Yeah, like, I mean, this is songs from 2000.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's what the event was about. So you missed out.
I should come for the next one.
You should.
So what else? I know, like, the CAA, right? I think they're pretty recent, right? I mean, I've seen the AI. They've been here since, like, 2002,
yeah,
I think. Anyways, we're going to, like, just cut straight into some more music. We have Dubmatics, some Canadian dubstep dude, with Slowdown featuring Tenor Fly. Okay, let's go.
Rancho, Tenor Fly, Cesar.
Somebody tell me that you want it to be on top. Somebody ask me if you wanna
come on, come on, come on. I want you to talk to me, talk to me, talk to me.
Okay, we're back. This is CITR Radio Live coming to you from Vancouver campus. This is CITR 101.9, right?
Yes, 101.9.
This is Ola Olanion, and this is Terry, right?
Yes, Terry.
And we're here with members of the AAI Club, right? Could you, like, state your name?
Yeah, you can introduce yourself. Tell us more. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay. So I'm Nelly Key, second year student in the Faculty of Arts, planning to major in international relations. And I come from Burkina Faso in West Africa. And I am one of the VP external for this year Africa Awareness Initiative executive team.
Nice. And you? Yeah.
My name is Mercedes McGuire. I'm a fourth year student in Global Resource Systems. And I'm a co-VP external with Nelly. The Africa Awareness Initiative, and I'm a Canadian student.
Nice. So what is AAI, and what is it to you to begin with? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So AAI stands for Africa Awareness Initiative. So if you take each word separately, you have Africa, that means the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
You have awareness, that means creating awareness, making people aware of the many things that surround the continent. Initiative, that means taking initiative, meaning creating events, discussions, thoughts, ideas, inviting people to come and discuss about different things that surround the continent.
From your perspective, do you think that there's a lack of awareness about Africa and everything that involves Africa, just in Vancouver and UBC as a community?
From my perspective, I think that there's often a bit of a gap between the stories that we hear about other parts of the world and the lived experiences of people in those different parts of the world. And so one of the, I guess, the mandates of Africa Awareness Initiative, but for me personally, is to be in the midst of bridging that gap and speaking from my own personal experiences and learning more about the personal experiences of other people, and in so doing, moving beyond a single story about Africa and moving into the many, many, many stories that highlight the incredible diversity, cultures, history, and peoples of the African continent, that contribute essentially towards more of a realistic picture
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned the single story of Africa, because I don't know if you've watched Chimamanda on TEDx. She spoke of the single stories that is often told of Africa. And I think that's a big thing, because for me as well, as an international, first year international student in UBC, I've realized that there's a lot of this single story.
Oh, you're talking about the Chimamanda Adichie, the one story thingy. Problem of the single story, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I think that's like the only Nigerian or African I've actually seen there. There's this other dude, Egyptian or something. Yeah, he's also there.
Yeah, and so I think it's really good that, for AAI to address this. So far, do you think? I mean, what have you done to address this issue? And what is AI doing to just tackle this?
Well, AI is an organization that has been created 10 years ago. So for 10 years, they've been working towards achieving an African Studies minor first, and then working towards creating a major program. So for 10 years, they've been working.
That's a long time.
Yes. For 10 years, they've been working towards making sure that this single story is not the only story about Africa.
Yeah.
For 10 years, they've been making sure that Africa is incorporated into the many discussions that happen in this university.
Yeah.
So for 10 years, they've been making sure that if you want to know something about Africa, whether it's the geography, the history, the economics, the politics, you have that opportunity through the minor program. And for 10 years, they've been making sure that they include everybody who wants to be part of this discussion to come and sit down and have this platform to share all of the stories that they have. So it's not only a single story, but a lot of different stories together that form a complex story, and that, you know, give an insight into what is Africa for me, for you, for all of us.
I think that story, once it's told in holistically, it's a very beautiful and intriguing story.
I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, it is. You personally, what has been your experience with this story, with the single story? Just to move away from AI for a second.
Yeah.
Just as,
like,
as
give
an
us an anecdotal
student.
Experience. Yeah.
And also you can give us, I mean, I'm sure with that it has really propelled your passion much further in your organization.
To me, I think the danger of the single story, I don't always see it for me, like, for example, what I hear about Africa and I think that this is wrong. It's also about what I think about other cultures, that single story that I have about their culture, and that when I meet someone and then they give me a different story, that is also important. So what I really liked about going back to Chimamanda's Adichie TED Talk, she also talked about how she was also seeing different culture from her view.
Yeah,
she,
that's
she
true.
Mentioned how she was seeing Mexican in only a single way.
Yeah.
And she said how dangerous this is. And I think it's really important, not only for me to tell people about how different Africa is, but also to hear about them speaking about how different their country is.
That's true.
So what I think is important is that exchange of knowledge that needs to happen. Me learning from you, you learning from me. I don't specifically have an anecdote to tell now, but this is what I really wanted to share.
Yeah, that's very true.
So we're like going to go into like music, Sold World by Glass Harmonica. I have no idea who they are, but that's a good thing.
And they'll be back with more of AAI.
Yeah. Okay. Glass Harmonica.
Thank you.
And that was... Yikes. That was Silver Gun and Spleen, Semi-Truck. I think that's like their best song on the album. Yeah.
Canadian
Femcon. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And now we're going to move... I mean, we're going to go back to more of AAI, and Mercedes is going to answer the previous question.
What was the previous question?
We were talking about the single Story and Chimamanda, and, well, I can't really remember exactly what the question was. I mean, the song has just got my mind so off of it. But basically, you were to respond about your anecdote and if you've actually had a similar experience. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Terry. Actually, the TED Talk that Chimamanda Adichie did was something that really, really propelled me on a journey, because I realized that so often our understandings of other people in the world and other places in the world are mediated through these stories that are oftentimes void of personal experience.
Yeah.
And so it really, really spoke to me, because I felt like it brought back the concept that though we are separated by many different, you know, cultures, languages, histories, and borders that have been created, at the end of the day, there's one humanity, and we essentially all belong to one another.
True, true. That's like the truest thing I've heard, man.
That's very
so deep.
So there's been a lot of fragmentation in our history that creates these, you know, these deeply entrenched borders between people that prevent us from seeing who they really are. We oftentimes see, you know, where you're from as a static one-dimensional thing. But I felt like I really, really, really wanted to go deeper into that. And, you know, when you ask the question, yeah, where are you from? That the answer is not just a country.
Yeah.
The answer is, you know, the experiences that make you up who you are. And so that really began a journey for me of wanting to delve so much deeper into that and understand, you know, the experiences that have made the people in the world who they are. And specifically, I think there's always just been this incredible... I've often felt a great connection with people from other cultures and other places in the world, and my experiences in traveling to different places within the African continent have been incredibly rich and fruitful, just in terms of learning to see differently and learning to understand maybe a little bit more of their experiences. And so that's something that I've been really blessed by, and I continue to be incredibly blessed by through my involvement with Africa Awareness Initiative.
So like one of the questions here is supposed to be like, is it like solely an African club? But like you being here kind of like already answers that question. So that's a no. So if you're non-African and you think that you can't join the club or you can't be involved in the AAI solely because you're not African, then you are a bit wrong, because you can definitely join.
I think there's from the name African Awareness,
people are like pushed away.
I think it suggests that it's a solo, it's only African, but it's not. I mean, Mercedes is from British Columbia, so
the experience, right, is like the experience of being far away from home or anything. It's not just like an African thing, right? Like we're all in our own way in a place that's unfamiliar to us, right? So like,
that's true.
Yeah, so like the whole like whoever you are, the AAI is a home base and safe space for all students. Go for it.
So you're having conference week?
Conference week, yeah. That's next semester? Yeah. What's that about?
Coming into the role of VP External.
That sounds like a big role. Could you say that again? Tell us how you got to that role and what the role involves.
Okay, so like I was saying, coming into that role last year when I was about to run for elections, I had an idea of what the role of VP External was. So to me, it was, first of all, organizing Conference Week, which is AI flagship event happening in January. It's a week-long event from Monday to Friday. And So that was the first thing that I knew for sure that I was going to be part of and organize. And I was also thinking that my role would also involve working with different organizations on campus, you know, external, going, reaching out to other organizations. But mainly it was the focus to me. The focus was to be on the planning of this conference. So that was the idea that I had coming into that position. And I got elected, and...
Yay.
And yes, I took on that position with my co-VP external Mercedes. But when we started planning for this event, we soon realized that it was more than just organizing, conferencing. It was more about those relationships that you create while organizing the week. It was more about reaching out to all of those organizations on campus that share the same values, all of those people who want to be part of the discussion. So graduate students, faculty members, clubs on campus. For example, we're working with the International Student Association in one of our events, which will be happening on Thursday. And this already shows how much important it is to go and talk with other institutions on campus and make sure that they're also part of the conversation that we're having. So it's not only restricted to us, but it's also open to the wide UBC campus, yeah, and also to the Vancouver community as a whole.
Do you want? I'm sure people want to know how they can get involved in the conference week. I think you should touch on that, and
like just mention like what they should do. Do they have somewhere that they can like go on to search for like the conference week?
Well, the website is already one valuable source that they can go to to find out about conference week. But they can also talk to us, VP external, and we will leave here. When we leave here, we'll give, our email address.
Okay, so you can just directly
contact us. Yeah. And there are many ways through which they can get involved in Conference Week. Because, as I said before, it's 5 days event. Okay. And each day, there's a number of ways through which they can get involved.
Yeah. So to build on that, Conference Week is January 20th to 24th, 2014. And it's hosted in different venues around UBC. And the theme of this year's Conference Week is rewriting the story. And so as we've been engaged in so many of these discussions with so many people, both within the African continent and at UBC, there's this notion that history is always in the process of being created, that it's not a static reality, an inevitable static reality that is forced upon us. No, history is something that's always emerging, and it's being shaped by the people to whom it's most pertinent. And so one of the key elements for this year's Conference Week is focusing on that from the perspective of our generation and the young people who will inevitably be key actors and writers in that story that's being created. And a place to cast vision, share what your dreams are for that future, as well as make practical connections and networks and conversations that support that in a very pragmatic way. And so if that's something that resonates with you and speaks with you, and we are open to hear your voice, be that through dance, be that through music, be that through poetry, be that through, you know, practical matters. But this is something that most definitely doesn't belong to us, Nelly and Mercedes, exclusively. It's a story that is open and ever unfolding and available to all those for whom it is within. So
nice. I did a little bit of research before the show, and
yay, hola.
And I saw like one of your major agendas was like to push forward like African studies as like a major course. You care to like expatiate on that?
Well, right now the African studies program is a minor, so you can take it, you can have a minor in African studies. There's a website that details how you can achieve that, but basically it's 12 credits for
pre-credits.
Well, it's, imagine you still have to have electives. Right? If you're an artist, you still have to have electives. Well, imagine instead of having elective from different like courses, your elective would be the African Studies courses. That's, and then that's yeah. it. You have an African Studies yeah. minor.
So wow. is that 12 wow. credits for two
now.
Semesters or what?
No, no, no. When I say 12 credits, I mean 12 credits
to minor in it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, to okay. minor in yeah, it. That makes yes. perfect sense.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's it for today, right? Terry, you have anything else?
I think Mercedes has something to. Yeah, to close off with.
So just to build on that, the importance of the African Studies program and the eventual creation of an African Studies Institute is so, so important for us as students, but for the University of British Columbia as a whole, because in the process of, you know, that tagline, creating global citizens, it's so it's so incredibly important to involve yeah. all members of the global community
True.
In yeah. that process. And so one of the mandates of Africa Awareness Initiative is to ensure that Africa is indeed a part of the creating global citizens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I think that's amazing. And seeing as we're a global village as it is, the African Studies, I mean, I think
it's a good
fundamental.
Idea. Yeah, it's a fundamental.
It's fundamental. Yeah, and I think Mercedes should write a book because she speaks so well.
Okay, so this is the Motherland section coming to you from the CITR 101.9 network, Vancouver campus, UBC. This is Ola and
Terry.
And we're here with Mercedes and Nelly. Say hi.
Hi.
And we're going to finish off with the John Piper's band, Howl of the Moon, another Canadian band. Next up, we have the Eleanor Show. Coming up. Cool.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed our section, and I'm sure Mercedes and Nelly will be looking forward to seeing many of you at the conference week. And yes, please join the African Awareness
Club as soon as
club
possible.
As yeah. well. Yeah.
Pronto, pronto. Okay.
The African Awareness Initiatives.
The website.
Oh, AfricanAwareness.ca.
Oh, I mean, you can tell them what website it is, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, to learn more about Africa Awareness, the website is africaawarenessinitiative.ca. And then you'll get to see, to have a lot of information about the organization. Yes.
africaawareness.ca.
Yeah. We have really
Check it out.
Yeah. we've struggled with that. But yeah, africaawarenessinitiative.ca.
Minus the initiative. AfricaAwareness.ca.
Okay.
Okay, so we're running out of time. The Eleanor Show next. Eleanor Show, special show next. And we'll just finish off with the John Piper's band, Howl of the Moon. Yeah. See you guys later.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays.